You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Circuit, the platform dedicated to supporting moving image artists, is about to release Other Wide Worlding, a new reader on artists' animation featuring essays, conversations, and a playthrough of an interactive game. Circuit asks, how can animation in contemporary moving image practices be critical of the commercial demand for spectacle and efficiency? How can it serve as a tool for world building and reimagining history beyond imperialist, white, cis, male-dominated narratives? No small questions to tackle. To hear about the reader and the opening event, I caught up with Circuit director Mark Williams. Here we are now. Looking forward to chatting to you today. No doubt you're sort of under the pump, getting ready to launch this thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the little things, you know, like chairs.
Yes, well, quite fundamental, eh? Hey, cool. Well, yeah, let's just jump into a chat about Otherwise Worlding. Why don't you start off maybe by explaining to me what Circuit is for any listeners that don't know?
Yeah, of course. Okay, so Circuit is an arts agency based in Wellington, and what we do is distribute artists' films. On our website, circuit.org.nz, we have 1,000 streaming videos by around 200 New Zealand artists. And we also commission a lot of films as well. So right now we have an exhibition at the Adam Art Gallery in Wellington. We've had exhibitions in Auckland in the past at galleries like Artspace in Te Uru. And we do a lot of work with film festivals and art galleries internationally as well. So basically what we're trying to do is build an audience for New Zealand artists who are working in the moving image.
And it's quite a vibrant scene, the New Zealand moving image artist scene. Why do you think it's so important to provide a platform for moving artist images like you do? Moving image artists, let me say that correctly.
It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Well, I started at Circuit about 11 years ago now. And before that, I worked for what was then called the New Zealand Film Archive in Wellington. And I ran an exhibition space there, and we did about 60 shows in my time there. And then I went and worked in London for a while at a distributor of artist films, actually the biggest distributor of artist films in Europe. And they said to me that they had no idea this kind of work existed in New Zealand. And when I thought about the quality of the work, I thought that surely it seemed impossible that the work wasn't more well-known. And it seemed like there was a gap there for an organisation to come along and just to help the artists spread their work to a wider world, I suppose.
And Otherwise Worlding is an extension of that, the ethos which you've brought to Circuit. Do you want to explain what Otherwise Worlding is?
Okay, so last year we had an exhibition at Te Uru, curated by Tendai Mutambu, which is called Otherwise Image Worlding. And that was an exhibition which asked five artists to consider to work with animation as a tool to build worlds, if you like. And I guess the kind of impetus for it was looking at a work by Ari Jansen called Sonia and Corpsey, in which this character kind of remakes their own body and flies in between buildings. So they transcend like the limits of the body, of gender, and of physical space. And it was also interesting to me that they managed to do this, you know, without having to pay like a crew of people, a bunch of technicians and so forth. They could just do this with animation on their computer. So I asked Tendai to invite five artists to work with animation and explore like how kind of malleable this tool was for artists. And out of that has come a reader, which is a nice 66-page publication, which is what we're launching on Saturday night at Te Uru at 6 o'clock. And it's got interviews with the artists. It's got essays in the artist's work. It's got a lovely page work by a British artist, Daniel Braithwaite Shirley, who was also in the show, which kind of mimics, I guess, almost 80s video games. So the exhibition ended, but we really wanted to keep those conversations going because they're important. And like I say, we want to spread the word about the artist's work, and it seemed like a great way to do it.
Absolutely, and I'm sure a lot of work went into putting together a publication of that size as well. Will you be showing films at the event as well?
It's absolutely a film screening as well, and it's completely free to attend. So we're going to show five films by five artists, the five artists who are in the original exhibition. So that is Danielle, who I mentioned from the UK, and from New Zealand, Juliet Carpenter, Tanu Nanal, Ari Jansen, and Sorowit Songsuchaya. So, 40-minute screening of works by those five artists. The reader is going to be $20 in shops, but on the night it'll just be $10. But if you just want to come along, watch some great movies, hear me talk for 5 minutes beforehand, it's all free.
Oh, that's great. Well, hopefully some listeners will get out to Te Uru to enjoy that event. Hey, another question I had was when myself, and I know for others, think about moving image, I think our minds don't instantly jump to animation. And I'm wondering what animation offers that other moving image mediums don't, from your observations from working on this project.
Well, I think it's just that ability to create a world that comes entirely out of your own imagination, that is completely unlimited, completely boundless, can absolutely warp time and space, the physical body, can be anything you want it to be, but you can do it on a budget. And I think that's just a remarkably emancipatory kind of medium. And of course you can bring other people in too, and some of these artists have done that as well. Some have worked with actors, animators and so forth. But then if you look like somebody like Ari Jansson, they're just making their own work at home on their own. And sometimes they've also kind of appropriated little bits of kind of mass culture as well. There are some reference to things like gaming in there, and that's kind of merges with the real world, which in Ari's work is actually the world of Ari and their friends playing the game, which is a kind of curious melding of worlds as well. So I guess it's a kind of it's a marvellous kind of free-for-all where you can do anything that your imagination really dreams up.
Absolutely. Are you able to give listeners a sneak peek description of any of the films they might be able to see?
Oh, well, let me see. So many good films. I mean, where should we begin? I mean, Sorowit's work is a really beautiful piece. So Sorowit is a New Zealander who was born in Thailand, and the film, in a way, as a way of keeping in touch with their mother whilst being in New Zealand, their mother being still in Thailand. So the film traces some places they went through with their mother and in Thailand, a lot of temple sites, for example, and these kind of crumble away, I guess the way kind of memories kind of do, and then they recombine into new kind of memories and places, shared moments with their mother, and then they crumble and they recombine again. And I know actually Sorowit said to me they weren't sure whether this was even an artwork. It was more just a way of making that connection with their mother, which I think is a really beautiful thing to do. Then you have Danielle's work, which, as I say, kind of references the aesthetics of 80s video games, which are kind of like pick a path, kind of blocky primary colour graphics, lots of big bits of text, all in all caps. Where will you go to the left? Will you go through the flaming door? Will you jump onto the burning parapet? Something like that. And then, of course, you have Tanu's work, which is about a kind of history of Pacific migration. Really beautiful piece. In the exhibition, we showed it with, and you could wear 3D glasses. So this will be the only opportunity you'll probably get to see it in 2D, I suppose, for a while. Ari's work I mentioned, that kind of melding of worlds, the game world and the real world of playing. And then Juliet's work is very interesting because on the surface, it's not actually animation. It's a film, a very strange film about a woman who appears to be undergoing some sort of strange event in a room somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And downstairs is a baby crying. And the idea of animation in this is really whether or not the baby is actually a real person. So that's a very strange twist on it. So there you go, a very, very mix.
Absolutely. I'm completely intrigued. I think I might have to come out myself.
Please do.
So where can listeners go if they want to come and see these films and pick up that cheaper copy of The Reader?
It's at Te Uru, 6 p.m. on Saturday. We will have it in some shops afterwards, but it's going to be much easier just to turn up on the day, get it for the cheaper price. And if you have cash, that's preferred as well. Just $10.
Awesome. And do listeners need to book a seat for the screening at all?
No, that's fine. Come one, come all. But by all means, get there early so you do get a seat.
Indeed, do get there early so you get a seat. That was Director of Circuit, Artist Moving Image, Mark Williams, talking with me about Otherwise Worlding, which is launching tomorrow evening at Te Uru.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.